الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حافظوا على الصلوات والصلاة الوسطى وقوموا لله قانتين صدق الله المولانا العظيم ريد درود شريف صل على سيدنا سيدنا There was one muallima, a apa, was we have an apa who teaches in a madrasa, in a maktab in Egypt. About 3-4 years ago she passed away. And as everyone with us, something touches us in our life. What touched her was the ayat of the Quran, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى The words of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he went to meet Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he says, Oh Allah, I rushed to you, عَجِلْتُ I came in a hurry to you, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى To please you. So her habit was that the minute she hears azan, all her work comes to an end. Full stop. Nothing of dunya's work carries on. No work. Now it's namaz. And like in all of us, husband, wife, we have some arrangements where we have our ways. So their way was the husband would phone her from his office and every day tell her, today I would like to eat this, I would like to eat that, and she will prepare it. And then on the way he phones her also, comes home, he speaks to her. So he told her that day, I would like to eat something like what we have, spring rolls. So she prepared 10 of them, and she fried them. She fried 7, and adhan went. 3 were left, she went and make namaz. That was her habit. As soon as she hears adhan, finish everything. It was just a little bit left, just to make that the 3 more. How long will it take? Anyway, she went and make namaz. He's phoning her as he's coming. No reply. She's in namaz. He doesn't know. He came home and now he's like worked up. That she's not replying. I'm phoning her. Why isn't she answering? Like husbands, they get worked up like that. So he came making salam. No reply. Going like kitchen room. No. Then he found her. She's in namaz. Now he's talking to her. Like it happens. She's in namaz. That you made 7, only 3 were left. You could finish that, then you could make your namaz. She's not listening, she's not picking up her head, carrying on. She had gone to Allah Ta'ala. وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى And I rush to you, Allah, to please you. Allah give us all tawfiq. And one great thing in our lives, that as soon as we hear adhan, we stop all our work. There are those instances where people, there was one Haddad, a blacksmith, and he working hard with his iron, making it hot, then coming with his hammer, hitting it, shaping it, etc. So it is noted about him that he used to lift his hammer The iron is red hot. Now he just has to heat it. But the adhan should go. He shouldn't take work from there bringing the hammer down. Just drop everything. Now it's namaz time. Whatever condition Allah give us, that's a great, great quality. That when we hear adhan, then we stop everything. Daily work is permitted, but better to stop that also. Like if we're giving a bayan, we are teaching in a madrasa, adhan goes, it is permitted to complete what you were doing. But better to even stop dini work. Dunya work is out of the question. Zubaydah, the queen, or the wife of Harun al-Rashid, he was also a great pious person, and she was even more pious. So, one time, she asked her attendant, her maid who served her, that give me water to drink. She gave her, and as she was about to drink, thirsty, but adhan started. She didn't drink the water. She waited till adhan get finished. When she passed away, somebody saw her in a dream and asked her that, what did Allah do? She said, Allah gave me Lord Darja, very high position. And she did a lot of social welfare work. She brought water to Makkah Sharif, but the Nehr-e-Zubaydah is famous. The canal she had built to bring water to Makkah Sharif when there wasn't water in Makkah. Now water is an abundance. People of now don't know. People of 30, 40, 50 years ago will know that you stay in a top hotel also, they will tell you that please don't bath today, no water. There was problems till now, but those days. So they said, all the social welfare you work you did, on that Allah gave you that. She said, no. That day when I didn't drink the water, I respected the adhan, Allah gave me this darja. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Da'amat Bar Rahmatullah Alim, he mentioned that there was a lady in Bombay, a Muslim lady, but unfortunately very doing a lot of wrong things, selling herself, all the worst type of guna she was doing. But when she was going to pass away, she started talking Arabic. And she never knew Arabic. Her life was completely different. And she knows English, Hindi, Urdu, perhaps Gujarati. But Arabic, she didn't know. And they made out that she's talking Arabic. So they called the imam from the masjid that come and see, yeah, I don't know what's happening. What is she saying? So he heard. So he asked her, what kind of a woman was she? They say, you also know. Everyone in the locality knows what her dhandas were, what she used to do. He says, she's speaking Arabic and pure and correct Arabic. She never learned Arabic anywhere. She was saying that, hadani rajulani, these two men, yaqulani li, they are saying to me, udkhulil jannah, enter into jannah. You see, we all knew her to be what type of a woman. No namaz also in her life, what kind of... But they say, yes, one thing, whenever adhan started, she should tell everyone, keep quiet, shh, shh, keep quiet, adhan is going. So Allah gave this great honor. Allah give us also tawfiq to respect the adhan. Second, to reply to the adhan. That also we are not doing. Replying to the adhan, repeat the same words, we all know. And then, hayya ala salah, hayya al falah, we say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. After adhan, read durood sharif, and then make the dua of wasila. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tam. This is a guaranteed method of getting mort on iman. If we will always read this, there are many other prescriptions, how to get guaranteed mort on iman. One of them is giving jawab to adhan, respecting the adhan, replying to the adhan, reading durood sharif after adhan, reading the dua. That person, his mort will come on iman, and halat lahu shafa'ati, ay wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, my intercession becomes compulsory for that person. So Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to respect the adhan, to reply to the adhan, and then to respond. After adhan, let us not engage in anything. Now it's namaz. Still we not finish with namaz, we mustn't do any. Finish our namaz nicely, properly. Also one point that comes to mind. Sometimes, especially women folk, when they're making their namaz, the pots are on the stove, The children are playing, so they are hurrying to finish their namaz. And Appa says, when with the other woman, she say, I get shocked how fast the woman read namaz. Before you say anything, they finish with their namaz already. Hardly they started, they are finished already. So somebody said very well that in your namaz, even for us, for men also, if you are rushing for something, know that what you are rushing for is in Allah's control. You make your namaz properly, that will come to you. It will come more better than what you are rushing and trying to sort it out. Allah will look after you. You make your namaz properly, and Allah will sort out all your matters. So Allah give us tawfiq to listen, to respect the adhan, to reply to the adhan, and then respond to the adhan. Together with that, Allah give us tawfiq. We are going drifting quite a bit in so many things, whether it's the mutawallis, whether it's the imams, whether it's the musallis, across the board, almost all masajid, adhan awwal waqt. Adhan, we are Hanafis. And as our mazhab teaches us, what is the proper time? Isha should be delayed a bit. Isha shouldn't be raised so early. And after all, what are we rushing for? We are making Isha early, awwal waqt, adhan goes, and the first quarter hour that comes after that, adhan is given. And then namaz is made. And some places already in our country, adhan is given also in awwal waqt, and after 10 minutes namaz, jamaat. Now how are you going to manage everything? Your wudu, if you have to make istinja, go toilet also, wudu also, and your sunnats also. So we how it appears we have made namaz like a burden on us. And we just want to get it out of the way. Just finish it up quickly. And then, so if you're going to finish namaz so early, what are we going home and going to read long nafil? What are we rushing for? We're going home and sitting with the cell phone. What else? Or that is what everyone is doing. And we are engaging in other things. Take time for our namaz. Do it in its proper, its honor and respect of adhan. Allah give us tawfiq. Namaz is a very, very important aspect. We should do it properly. Allah give us tawfiq. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I've recited. Those who are hafid, ulama, will know that this ayat comes in between, before a lot of discussion about marriage, about divorce, about the mehr, about the iddat of the woman. All those things are discussed there. And after this ayat, again Allah discusses that again. It has come in between all these ayats. So the ulama mufassireen, they explain why is Allah mentioned it in between. In between, I remember I was supposed to mention it at the beginning. MashaAllah, Maulana Muhammad read so well Qiraat. Our brother read Nazam so well. And we don't hear anyone like a response. It looks like we're already sleeping. Not even one Jazakallah, MashaAllah. If we had to watch a soccer match and one goal, everyone will be jumping and big noise. Today those things are valuable to us. And Quran Sharif, it didn't tickle us also. We didn't feel, and so beautiful Quran Sharif. So beautiful the Ash'ar. Perhaps we didn't understand, but even little bit we could have made out. What beautiful, and those of us who understood, but no response. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, I feel when I make bayan in such people like I'm making bayan in a qabristan. The people are dead, they not no response. We just like listening, like it's not important. And as I say, one six should be hit, one four boundary, one catch was taken. Oh, you see the people jumping, clapping hands, dancing. And we, I'm not talking of the ghair, the animals of the West. We who are Muslims, we behave like that. And for Quran Sharif, it means nothing to us. Beautiful this. It doesn't, what has happened to our iman? Is it frozen so much that there is no response from that iman of ours? Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, this ayat also came in between. So ulama explained that usually, and all the divorce things are mentioned in this ayat. So Allah explained about the Quran, about namaz, that if you do your namaz properly, hafidhu al-sawat, salawat, Look after your namazes. A terrible thing like divorce is not a good thing. Islam is that perfect religion that the worst permitted thing is divorce. It's not liked at all. Allah's arsh shakes when divorce is given. Allah doesn't like it, but it is permitted. It is not like the Christian religion that when they get married until death does us part. That even if you're not managing problems, you're not fulfilling one another, you're at one another's throats, but you can't separate. Islam didn't. If you can't, all the things are done to sort out, to get the marriage working, but it fails, nothing helps, then Islam has left the door open. Islam is not like the Hindu religion that if the husband dies, then the wife must be burnt with him also. Our religion is not like that. What the perfect religion. And unfortunately, also from here, the ulama mentioned that like at marriage time, gifts are exchanged between the two parties, the bride, the bridegroom, gifts are exchanged. Islam has taught, what can feminism teach us? What can all these people, they can't teach us anything. They have to hide their shame in the toilet and drown themselves in the toilet pan. What Islam has taught, that even when divorce takes place, share gifts also. That is what Islam is. Islam said, Haqqan alal muhsineen. First, this is a right for those people who want to do good to others. Then next, afterwards, Allah said, Haqqan alal mu'mineen. For all the believers who believe in Allah and His Rasul, who have got taqwa and they believe correctly, it's a farz, it's a right on them, they must give gifts also. But today we know what divorce is. Court case, the dirty linen that comes out, we go and sort out our matters by some alim, and then the husband says this about the wife, wife says this about the husband. Islam didn't teach us. We don't know our Quran. We don't know our deen. So the namaz, if we look after, all this terrible matter of divorce will also be sorted out. It won't take place. If it does take place, it will also take place in a very amicable way. It won't be happy, not nice to separate, but in a very amicable, decent way. And gifts will also be exchanged. So much so it comes in one, there's details in the Masail and in the Fiqh that, if, for example, the mehr was not fixed at the time of nikah, and divorce takes place before they consummate the marriage, then in the case where the mehr was fixed, the dowry, but they did not consummate the marriage, then it is that the wife can say, okay, since we didn't consummate the marriage, I don't take any of my mehr. The ruling is must give her half the mehr. But she can say, I don't take anything, we didn't consummate the marriage. Or the husband says, we didn't, I had to give you half, but I will give you the full amount. Now what a wonderful arrangement. But where in the Muslims we find this? What is in Islam is something else, and unfortunately what is in us as Muslims is something completely different. We don't represent Islam. We don't know Islam. We don't have got no idea. And unfortunately, Allah make me mark, whether it's an ordinary Muslim, whether it is a tablighi, whether it's a Sufi, whether it's a alim, whether it's a hafiz, all of us are in the same category. We've got everything, but we not practice. Like somebody gave a beautiful example, like a snake sitting on a treasure box, or full of treasure, gold, silver, dye, whatever you can think of. The snake can't benefit from it, not allowing others to benefit from it. We are sitting on the treasure box of Islam. We not benefiting from it, and people seeing our condition, they say, we don't want to be Muslims. If Muslims are like this, we don't want to be Muslims. We're blocking other people's road also. And we ourselves are not practicing it also. So that is the connection. So if we look after our namaz, the terrible things like divorce will also become very sweet and amicable, and in a gentleman way it will be sorted out. Unfortunately, separation has to take place after all the resources were used, but it will be done in a very gentleman way. And more than gentleman way, also even gifts will be exchanged at that time. So Allah give us tawfiq. So the thing is, we must look after our namaz.
If we just analyze this ayat a little bit, Allah said, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ, guard your namazes. In Arabic grammar a little bit, just explain the crux of it, it won't be easy for all of us to understand. But حَافِظُوا is from بَابِ مُفَاعَلَةِ in according to Arabic, which means that musharakat. There is the musharakat. What does it mean? The crux of it, that how much you will look after namaz, so much namaz will look after you. Really, hafidhu, look after namaz. Just like the hafid, we say he looks after the Quran. The reality is the Quran looks after him. Allah looks after the hafid, who is a hafid, and the main condition of being a hafid, it's not that you can read the whole Quran in one sitting, not one mistake. The real condition of the hafiz is وَأَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا. He makes amal on what is in the Quran. That is the real hafiz. أَحَلَّ حَلَالَهُ وَحَرَّمَ حَرَامُهُ. What the Quran is said halal, he observes it as halal. What the Quran is said haram, he observes it as haram. That is the real hafiz. Otherwise, if that is not, then there are great warnings for the hafiz and for the alim also. If we are not practicing on our knowledge, and it is just knowledge that we have got, just words, nukush, alphabets, phrases, sentences, paragraphs, composition, that hasn't got value by Allah Ta'ala. If we are making amal on it, it has got value. So how much we will look after namaz, namaz will look after us. In Urdu it said very beautifully, jitna tum namaz ko jandar banaoge, how much you will make your namaz full of life. Like he explained, what beautiful qiraat, ash'ar we had, and we were like dead. Our namaz is also, unfortunately, we are like dead. Just standing, ruku, sajda, up, down, kissing the ground, back to town again, back to our work again. Our heart wasn't one bit in the namaz. We are making our namazes, and also unfortunately, it's across everyone, generally. Illa mashallah, Allah knows. Who am I to make any judgment? Whether it's the imam, whether it's the muazzin, whether it's the sufi sahab, whether it's the tablighi sahab, whether it's the maulana sahab, or the hafiz sahab. How many of us, now we made isha, ask ourselves, how much was our heart in the namaz? Just one thing we can see for ourselves, let us be at least sincere to ourselves, between us and Allah. We all made salam in all the namazes we read, the farz namaz also. When we made salam, ask ourselves, who of us made salam to the farishtas? The salam is to the farishtas, and all on the right, and all on the left in the farz namaz. Who of us thought, As-salamu alaykum, peace be upon you, wa rahmatullah, and Allah's rahmat upon you. All on my right side when I made salam to the right, all on my left side, which side the imam was, that side for the imam also, who of us? And from the start when we said Allahu Akbar, who thought I'm surrendering myself to Allah? Finish. All my actions also now finish. Nothing. I'm not going to scratch here. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do, I've surrendered myself to Allah. And I'm not going to speak to anyone. Where this, in this ayat, وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ, it was till that time, it was permissible to speak to one another in namaz. One sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he made salam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did not reply. He became worried. Have I done something wrong? Is my Nabi angry with me? Why is not replying my salam? When Nabi finished his namaz, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said, Allah's command has come that now no more talking in namaz. No more talking with anyone, no more talking with yourself also. All this wasawis. Across the board we get the questions coming regularly that in my namaz I got no concentration. I'm thinking of everything. If we're making namaz, if you are talking with somebody, how can you be thinking about somebody else? But unfortunately today, the wife shouts also, you're sitting with your phone, I'm talking to you. Can't you hear I'm talking to you? Am I not here? Am I not existing? So Allah speaks to us in namaz. Allah says, my banda, you found somebody more beautiful that you're not looking at me. You found somebody more powerful to trust in that you're not worried about me.
You got somebody more enjoyable to engage with than me. Allah is asking us, and Allah is Haleem. Al-Haleem alladhi la yasta'jilu bil-uquba. Haleem is that being who doesn't hurry up in punishing. Whole life me making this kind of namaz, Allah doesn't rush that now I'm not allowing you to come for namaz. And may Allah save us. He makes us paralyzed, we can't come for namaz anymore. He gives us one stroke, we can't come for namaz anymore. Allah protect us. But Allah is speaking and asking us, my banda, you found somebody else. Why aren't you paying attention to me? So hafidhu, jitni tum tumhari namaz ko jandar banaoge, tumhari zindagi shandar banegi. Your life will be magnificent, fantastic. Your whole life you will see, wallah, just look after your namaz. You will see your life is fantastic. Your deen is fantastic. You enjoying your tilawat. You enjoying your dhikr. You're looking forward to the next thing. Now, like we when we are eating, now the roast has come there. I can see it from the corner of my eyes. It must come my side also. I mustn't miss out on the roast, and I mustn't miss out on the chicken, and I mustn't miss out on this and that. Like that you will look forward. After namaz, I'm going to be making dua. After namaz, I'm going to be making my dhikr. Your deen will become shandar, magnificent. Your life will become magnificent. You're living with your wife. I usually say that if anyone is really sincere and you want to know your faults, and we don't like anyone must tell us our faults. But if you want to know your faults, just go and provoke your wife. Usually without provoking also she's on your neck. But just, you always like this. And see, she will have the list ready immediately. And don't tell me you and what about you. This you do, that you do, whole list will come out. But just keep your phone ready and record it. And afterwards listen to it again. And see, maybe something she just say, well, as a woman she talks like that. But you will find many genuine things what you think I'm very good. One person told his boss that 10 years I'm working, I need a rise now. I was earning 10,000 rand. The boss and my friend come, let us sit down and talk. He said, I'm paying you 10,000 rand, which is 120,000 rand in the year. Out of the 100, for the 365 days, I'm paying you 120,000 rand. You work a 5-day week, 2 days you don't work. That's 104 days, 104 weeks in the year. So 104 days you don't come to work. So which leaves us with now 262, roughly there. 21 days you get leave every year. Then your sick leave. Then public holidays that come. And sometimes you need something, I allow you to go. Take out the other 62 also, you're left with 200 days. And you only work for me 8 hours a day. So that means out of 365 days you're only working, two-thirds you are not working, which is 240 days. So you're already owing me for 40 days. And then your lunch every day you take, what is that? That is the other money. How? Actually, my friend, you owing me. And you're working 10 years, you have to pay me back now. He was so sorry, he asked his boss. That now I'm in a big problem. So by Allah Ta'ala, when we go, we think that I was a big namazi, or with your wife, if you, all of us think, like me, there's nobody like me. I'm pious, I got no mistake, I'm very good. But just ask your wife and then you'll come to know what you are actually, what's your condition. So anyway, Allah says, look after your namaz. In another ayat, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The mu'mineen have become successful, Allah is saying. And in the past tense, and with the stress word of qad, no doubt in, it's Allah's kalam. Allah's word is 100%. And it's in the Quran. Allah's word in the Quran is even more 100%. Allah says they have become success. Who? Out of the various qualities Allah mentions, the first one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They in their namaz, whole namaz they do properly. And one big faraz, Allah mentioned it separately, خَاشِعُونَ. The concentration and devotion they got. For us, as we sitting, myself included first, if there was a screen here in front for everyone, what you thinking, it comes on the screen. What will be our condition? What is our namaz? I think I'm a very pious person, but what's my condition? No concentration. And sometimes what filthy thought comes, dirty thoughts come. And in namaz, I'm with Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says that khashi'un is farad from the beginning of the namaz till the salam. You must make your namaz with khushu, khudu, concentration, devotion. At the end of these ayat, the last ayat, again Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. Those who guard their namazes. Allah said, حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ. Guard your namazes. What does it mean to guard your namaz? Ulama have written, make sure you are making it in the correct sunnah time. Not in the Salafi time, oval time that we are getting accustomed to and used to. Make sure you are making it in the sunnah time. Make sure that you are making it with all your postures correct. Today the concentration is a far thing. Good people, I'm talking of myself, if I am good at all, if I think I'm good, or any one of us, the ulama all, see when we lift our hands, do we lift them according to sunnah? And remember, anything we do, a boy goes for his driver's license, learner's license, he goes, he learns everything, he passes also. When he goes for his driver's license, he does everything correct. If one mistake, they will fail him. He has to do everything correct. But then as he carries on, either he becomes a more careful driver, or either he becomes a more careless driver. And you find that carelessness so much, that a person today, we see it's common. Not only that you are reading your message on the phone, you are not allowed legally to even speak on the phone when you're driving. But we are speaking, not only that we're reading messages, not only we're texting messages, not a voice message. We are typing while we are driving, while we're overtaking. So we're becoming more careless. We got married at the beginning of the marriage. When the wife had to sit in the car, we opened the door for her, we put her in, put her burqa also nicely, closed the door softly on her. After a few days we become careless, we are hooting for her. And we're telling her now, and she gets angry, you don't hoot for me. And we will hoot for her. And now one Maulana, and when, about easily 70, 80 years ago, he went and visited his family in one town, quite a few family people, and whatever, I don't know what happened, but he left her. She is not coming, he went away and he left her. So after marriage, then you even just leave your wife anywhere. You're not worried about her. So either we become more careful or we become more careless. Our namaz, perhaps there are people. I remember Allah gave us tawfiq, we were small. We learned Isha 17 rakats, we were making 17. But as time went, all the others, the namazis fell by the side. And only the core got left behind. And then what happens, even the core goes. How many of us we know? Young days at school, college, etc. Between the age of 15, namaz becomes farz, perhaps earlier, round about there, till about 25, 30. Many of us know farz namaz also. And this is also important, that if we haven't made our farz, qaza umri, make sure we make it. It doesn't just go away. We write off debts of somebody. But Allah doesn't write it off, it's there. Allah remembers that you didn't make all those namazes. And many of us, we have become namazis now. Regular namazis. But we have still got problems in our life. Whether it is my health, my wife's health, whether it's my finances, whether it's with my children. We got something we are owing to Allah. We didn't pay him. We don't pay your merchant from who you're taking your goods. He 1 month he'll allow you, 2 months perhaps. Then he says, my friend, you must first pay me all your back, then I will supply you more goods. We are owing Allah. Clear your matters, and wallah I say, clear your matters with Allah, and you will feel your direct relation with Allah. And you will feel that lightness come in your life. And you will feel that barakat and security and goodness come in your life. Namaz is a great gift from Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Namaz is like the head in the body. You can't have a person without a head. You can have him without hands. You can have him without legs.
They were there. Such people, just the top, the torso was there. No hands, and from the groin, no legs also, just there. But you are he's living like that. But without a head, you can't. Your deen, the other things you could have deficiency. But without namaz, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, the difference between iman and kufr is the difference of namaz. Whether you're observing your namaz or not. Allah reward the ulama, they made all the explanations and they kept us in Islam still. Though we haven't even got namaz. And what kind of a namaz have we got also? So namaz, it is like the head in the body. When a person, we made our Isha namaz now, whatever gunas we get involved in, we make our Fajr, all those gunas are forgiven. We make our Zohar, between Fajr and Zohar, all those gunas. We make our Asr, all those, but we are not making our namaz. Those who are making, what kind of a namaz are we making? So our postures also, so one was the lifting of the hand. Then, for example, the fastening of the hands. Fastening of the hands, our Shaykh Jazahumullah should explain very beautifully to us. Before all this COVID business, most probably it has started now, in the aeroplanes they show on the screen that how you must buckle up, the belts you must fasten. And you see how nicely Hazrat used to say, you see the two belts coming and they just go into one another. And nicely, neatly you can see that belt, like that we must buckle up. The two hands like this, the three fingers here properly. The thumb and the index finger, we clasp our hand, hold it firmly. The other three fingers or four fingers behind this arm. And like this we should be standing and just drop your hands completely. Then automatically it will be below the navel. You don't have to in namaz now. One Ramzan, this past Ramzan, one young boy, very keen on deen, mashallah, much to we appreciate. Every namaz he would bend down, put his four fingers between his legs to measure the four fingers. You don't have to do that, you just gauge it, your four fingers. So this also you don't have to feel where my navel is. Otherwise our Shaykh should say, people will think that what are these Muslims doing? Whenever they start the namaz, they're looking for their navel. What they up to, what they looking for there. And so just naturally you just drop your hands. And when we say, and this is a thing, Allah make me maaf, eyes fall. We see good people, the namaz, this hand is usually down like this. Mostly, most of us. In fact, Allah make me maaf, one good mufti sahab I saw. This hand was so low, I was wondering what he's holding. What's happening? Why is his hand so low? What's happening here now? So this is how we become careless in our namaz. And we think I'm a namazi. Really, we when hisab kitab will take, lene ku ge, dene ku ho ge. While the partners sit together to sort out their whole year's deals. Let us see now what everyone is going to get a share. And you are planning, I'll be getting so much, I'll do this, I'll do that, renovation to my house, upgrade my car, whatever. But when you went there, there was lot of robbery in the business. There were, we had to fight few court cases, we had to pay, and we all have to pay in. You thought you were going to get something, and when you come there, now you realize I'm not getting anything, I have to pay in. So by Allah Ta'ala, only Allah knows. Allah forgive us, but let us try and come right. So that we have to try and correct. Our standing position, how many fingers apart should we be? Four. All of us know it. And across the board, from the Imam to the Muazzin, see none of us, illa mashallah, Allah give us tawfiq, but none of us we stand four fingers apart. Four fingers usually is by the heels. But in front by the toes, it is a whole hand span minimum. Otherwise two hand span. So our legs, we are not facing Qibla. We are facing east and west. If we are east facing east and west, east we are facing Bollywood. And west we are facing Hollywood. We are not facing the Kaaba. So how will the life of Kaaba come in our lives? Then if we are doing all the Hindu things and all the Christian things and all the namaz we are making like that. And across the board, and no worry about it. Hey, and how many of us will hear it, but still we don't make a change. So make our namaz is correct. We know if we go to the security places like banks, etc., then you enter that little cubicle first. And when you enter it,
The one door you can enter, no problem. And till you're not standing on the right place, the front door won't open for you. You must stand on the right place, then the front door will open. Namaz is referred to al-mi'rajul mu'min, the mi'raj of a believer. And really that is what namaz is. But who of us tasted that? That you go and you make mi'raj, and you reach Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And you are by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But we don't experience because the door is not opening for us. Because we're not standing in the right place. It comes clearly in the hadith that there are many people, their namaz doesn't go one hand span above the head. The whole life we're making namaz, but namaz, not one namaz went one hand span. Forget mi'raj. And because we're not buckling up properly, so we are falling out of namaz. Then we have to over and over ask the question, no concentration. All other thoughts are coming to me because we didn't buckle up. Buckle up properly. Aeroplane, international flights, they go up to about 8-10 kilometers above the air. Local flights about a kilometer or so they fly. But if you don't buckle up and there's turbulence in the aeroplane, once Hajis were going from South Africa to Jeddah and there was turbulence in the plane, all the things they were eating, that all flew this way and that way. And if you are not buckled up, the people fell off the seats and what. We going for Mi'raj and we didn't buckle up. And then all the turbulences come in our namaz. Now we're thinking of this. Now we are in the past. Now we're in the future. One time Asr namaz they were making. And there was some said that only Imam made 3 rakats. Others said 4 rakats. Dispute about it. One person who didn't look like a pious person, he said only 3 rakats. And with confidence. They were surprised that we are like in deen, and we got doubts, is it 3, 4, but he's what confident. How do you know? He said, I got 4 shops, and every day in my asr, I take the account of each shop. Today I only finished 3 shops, and the imam made salam. So that means he only made 3 rakats. That is our condition. So our namaz we must do correctly, and it's not just two or three things that I'm mentioning. The whole of namaz. So Allah says, Hafidhu ala salawat, guard your namazes. Make them properly. Make them in the proper times. Make them with concentration and devotion. Do the postures correctly. Have your concentration. And particularly, was salatil wusta, the middle namaz. Particularly look after your middle namaz. Generally, by and large, the ulama say the middle namaz that is referred to is asr namaz. Because that namaz, generally, people are cashing up in their shops, they are traveling back home, and so you easily miss your namaz, or you miss it with jamaat, or you rush and do it, you don't do it properly, quickly, you just want the housewives, they have to get the food ready. So asr also, and also one thing, Allah give tawfiq to our women folk also. Normally what happens if we are careless of namaz, fajr they are making it in ishraq time. When the husband come back from Fajr, oh, you still didn't get up. And now she gets up, makes wudu, it's already Ishraq time. Zohar, they make it in Asr time. Asr, they make it just before Maghrib. Oh, Maghrib Azan is going. Maghrib in Isha time. Isha, when the husband comes, he wants his wife now, he's in bed, now she's making long namaz. And extra long duas also. What duas she's making while her husband is waiting for her, that he must fall asleep and whatever duas she's making, some long duas. So we must make our namazes on time. And Salatul Wusta, the middle namaz, is very important to God. So generally ulama say it's Asr. Allahu Akbar. What are the ulama of Islam? Many have said that it is Maghrib namaz. How is Maghrib the middle namaz? The other 3 namazes, Zohar, Asr, Isha, are 4 rakats. Fajr is 2 rakats. Between 4 and 2 is 3. So Maghrib is the Salatul Wusta. Others have said Fajr is Salatul Wusta. That there are 2 night namazes, Maghrib and Isha this side. And 2 day namazes, Zohar and Asr this side. So Fajr is the middle namaz. And what one beautiful view of the ulama, that it is a secret Allah has kept. Just like Isme Azam, that name of Allah which you take in your dua is read immediately accepted. But Allah kept it a secret. or like that special moment on the day of Jumu'ah, that whatever dua you make in that moment, your dua is, but Allah kept it a secret. Or like Laylatul Qadr, which is the big night. It's not necessarily the 27th night which normally we take, but it could be any of the other night. Like that, Allah has also kept a secret, so the Salatul Wusta. And why? Just like Laylatul Qadr, every night you will look for it. The time or that special time of Jummah, you will try every time, which is that special. So Allah wants you to guard all your namaz. حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْوُسْطَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. And stand for Allah Ta'ala in total submission and humility. As with that ayat, talking was now stopped. No more talking permitted in namaz. Talking with yourself also was stopped. With your eyes also, looking around in our namaz, that's not the namaz of qanitin. That a person with his eyes is looking this side, that side also. When we make salam, then we go a little front and we make that who came for fajr today, who didn't come. We taking roll call. We don't have to take any roll call. Malakul Maut takes roll call. And who he finds regularly in Jamaat Namaz, at the time of Maut, Malakul Maut himself reminds him, read Kalima-i Shahadat. What a wonderful thing. But we move a little bit front. And when we're making salam, we must sit on our place. When we are making salam also, sit on our place. Giving adhan, stand on your place. Many of us, just like a driver, when he wants to turn to the right, he also turns. You don't have to turn, you turn your steering. But you must sit in your place, turn to the left, you also turn this way. Or you took a chance and you're overtaking, and you got a narrow gap and you have to get in, you also go in front. But you go in front, the car is not going to front. Or you give a sharp break and you also go back. You don't have to go, you sit in your place. So in namaz also, we must sit in our place. We make our salam, turn your head, not your body. In adhan also, don't turn your whole body, the head must turn, not your whole body. So we, our postures in namaz is the lot. So anyway, now don't talk to anyone, and don't look around with the eyes, Allahu Akbar. One time, in the Darul Uloom, many years ago, people had kept a nikah there, and they asked me to make the nikah. After that, they told me, say a few words. And this is also one thing we learned from our share, Allahu Akbar. Keep company with the pious. The real pious, look for them. And keep company. Hazrat explained that then they told me to say, I wanted to say, when there is sincerity in the listeners, sincerity in the speaker, Allah will make that to be said what is required. Otherwise we speak 1 hour bayan, how was the bayan? Oh, very good. What was said? Oh, now nothing, we are blank. Nothing we know. Because maybe we weren't listening. Or maybe we were listening, but all sweet nothings. Just all nothing, like a husband gets married, first night, whole night he didn't sleep. What people were talking whole night? Nothing. Whole night you were talking. What you were talking? Nothing. All sweet nothings, whispering in one another's ears, putting chocolate in one another's mouth or whatever else we were doing. But all nothing. Sometimes we give bayan 1 hour, but nothing we spoke. We have to speak as the ulama also. We must think. We give 1 hour bayan. Our subject is deen. But our object is entertainment. To make the people happy. To make ourselves happy. Today I read this, I must go and tell the people this. Today I'm going to lather them about this. We have to say what Allah wants us to say. And also our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, he said, don't restrict me to time. And don't tell me what to speak. The Hazrat used to ask, but don't restrict me to what to speak, and don't restrict me to time. He says, when the rain comes, you can't tell the rain, today 1 hour you must rain. If the rain, sometimes the clouds come heavy, not a drop comes. Sometimes sunshine and it's raining. Sometimes 5 minutes rain. And Pakistan now, Allah make dua for the poor people. Rain and rain and rain. Poor people are in so much difficulty. No hadith salatu islam. So when a speaker speaks, and for Allah's sake and we're listening, then let him speak. If he speaks to Nabi alayhi salatu, one bayan from Fajr till Isha,
whole day bayan. And when it is, then 1 minute bayan. Whatever it is, don't restrict the person. And when they sincerity, Allah let us speak what is required. And when the listeners also want to learn, listen for their benefit. And the speaker also is speaking for our benefit, for his benefit first. For our benefit, then Allah puts that subject matter, that beneficial rain comes then, after which the crops just grow. Then you see amal coming alive. Otherwise we are on YouTube, and we got millions of followers, but we are going further and further from deen. The more we're talking of what we call deen is entertainment, so we're going further and further from deen. What it is, whatever we talk, just meet a person, just speak little bit. And see, as Maulana explained about that brother, his sincerity, and he's what a good Muslim. Little, 1-2 minutes meeting, but the crops are growing. Otherwise, the rain comes so heavily and there are floods. Everything is destroyed. So we have to see. So anyway, there, it wasn't in the subject or anything, but I said that in namaz, if a person, just his gaze, the outward posture of the gaze, if it's right, so much benefit that when standing, look at the place of sajda. And we all must see, are we doing that or not? When we go in ruku, on our feet. When we go in sajda, we can't see our nose, but we focus on the nose. And when we are in a sitting position, in the left our eyes must be. And when we're making salam, as I explained a little bit, on our shoulders. And also remember, when we make salam, that the malaika ye kiraman katibin. And we don't even pay attention to them. We don't even make their intention. We don't even know we're making salam. And we're just making assalamu alaikum, but no intention. A small child feels offended that Maulana made salam, but he was talking with other people. He didn't even look at me. He doesn't know, so I make salam. All we know that, for example, you in the room, your wife came in, she made salam, but you don't know also she made salam. Or you make salam. Take no notice of it. So we have to be conscious of that. So I said that if you do this in namaz, you look after your gaze. Out of namaz, your gaze will be looked after. Today, halal wife, who Allah has chosen for you. And remember our Shaykh used to say, tumhari biwi, tumhari ahliya, wo daste maula se tumhe mili. Allah gave her to me. Allah chose her for me. And you must respect and honor her. And that haram woman of the road, Allah made her haram. But today, how many of us, be sincere to ourselves, we looked at our wives, no enjoyment. And we go on the phone and all the enjoyment. On the street, the filthy, dirty woman, they are dirty women, but we get enjoyment with them. Haram woman, they are haram for us, we get enjoyment. Your halal wife, you don't get enjoyment. You open your fridge, halal food for you, you don't get enjoyment. You go to the toilet and eating the feces, that you get enjoyment. To eat the S word, you get enjoyment. To drink that filthy urine, you get enjoyment. But with the halal food, you don't get. That's our case when we don't get enjoyment with the wife. And we're getting enjoyment with other haram women. All ill, what terrible relationships, who and who, what terrible relations we have got. And what terrible things we are doing. Let us be sincere to ourselves. I'm not speaking to people who don't come to the masjid. I'm speaking to me and you. I'm speaking to myself. We who come to the masjid, what and what aren't we involved in? The cases that come to us, we know. What don't come, we don't even know. What come? Ask Maulana. Ask the Maulana, so what the cases that come, what terrible things are happening. So I explained this. After about 2 months, one brother who was sitting, good friend of ours, I don't know, I haven't kept a record touch with him, if he's still living. He phoned me after about 2 months. He said, Maulana, that I had this disease of looking at other women. And I just couldn't take my eyes off. And he was pious. He was a genuine person. He says, to stop it, I made second nikah. Not for his lust or anything, to save himself from the guna of looking at other women. But he said, it didn't help. Still, but I practiced this 2 months. Now 100% Allah has given me protection of my eyes. So we look after our namaz will look after us.
One time in the Markaz Nizamuddin, in the time of Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, they were eating, and their system was, I don't know now, but that time, water they shouldn't put on their dastarkhan. There was somebody walking around with a jug and glass. And anyone wants to drink water, then he just looks up to him, he sees, then he pours for him, and he gives him water. So that person, he dropped the glass. So Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi looked up to him and told him, looks like your namaz is still not correct. If your namaz was correct, this should not have happened. Your glass shouldn't have fallen from your hand. So when things are going wrong in our lives, know that our namaz, first thing, check our namaz. Sulaiman alayhi salam, when he saw the bird Hudhud was not present, what did he say? وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ. What did I do wrong that Hudhud is not present? Buzurg say in the morning, when we see the wife now, she's in a mood, terrible mood. And the car doesn't want to start. Now you get the phone call, this is gone wrong. Immediately they think, what did I do wrong? That why is this happening? I did something wrong. So any problems, my namaz first. My other gunas, check myself. And correct yourself. And wallah, you'll see things sort out. Impossible things become not possible, become, it just happens. Allah just makes it happen. But we don't want to correct ourselves. How is it? We were using the wrong things. We're using the wrong apps. We're using the wrong application. We don't think of correcting our namaz. We don't think of correcting our deeni life. We want to correct. We want to go to court. We want to go to this place. We want to go to counselors. We want to go to psychiatrists. And even we want to go to doctors and hospitals. But we don't want to turn to Allah. And where that is the... Hazrat Shaykh writes on this and he says, "Fal mushtaka ila Allah." My complaint is to Allah that we don't see where our problem is and who's going to sort it. We're going to the wrong places. And then we're finding fault with Islam. We do nothing about Islam, against Islam, and then we say Islam hasn't got the solution. All this, but you're not turning to Islam. Who of us got an Islamic life? Me, myself. What Islamic life have we got? What is our iman? This COVID proved to us what our iman was. Good people talking loudly about iman, but COVID came. Tonight 8 o'clock? What's going to come? Jibreel alayhi salam going to come on the TV, and new wahi is going to come. New Quran. Now you must follow those laws. All social distancing, mask. Now the old laws are gone. Now that you make your namaz together. Now you mustn't come to masjid. Now you're not allowed masjid. All those things, we just felt what's our condition of our iman. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. Then Allahu Akbar. What's the next ayat? فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا. Allahu Akbar. What's that got the connection here? You're talking about marriage and divorce, and now namaz came in. Okay, we understood. Namaz you correct, all these things will also not happen. If it happens, it will be sorted out amicably. Now the next is that in war, that the enemy is attacking you, at that time also Allah says make your namaz. Now you can't make your namaz as usual, then you make it on the horseback. While you're on the horseback, make your namaz. And then Allah Ta'ala says that if you are on the ground, then stand on the ground and make your namaz. But your namaz, you can't make your ruku sajda as normal. But with ishara you make your ruku sajda. But don't miss your namaz even when the enemy is attacking you. In Muniyatul Musalli, it's a kitab unfortunately not taught in our madrasas anymore. Allah give our Ustad Mufti Sanjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali great reward. The first fiqh kitab he taught us was Muniyatul Musalli. Kitab, a manual on namaz. Allahu Akbar. Allah reward him. What a kitab it was. In there is written a masala that if a woman is giving birth and the child of the baby came out, the blood didn't still start. Nifas, whatever we call it in English, after birth the blood that comes. It didn't still start and namaz time is going. Whichever namaz time it is, she must make her namaz in that condition also. So important is namaz. But we flimsy excuse, my head is sore today. Fajr time, I didn't sleep nice. I'll make my namaz qaza, I'll make it zuhr time. For any small excuse, we are traveling. Now where are we going to make namaz now? Oh, the wife needs wuzu. This one needs toilet. And we can't. We'll just go one time home and then we'll read namaz at home. Flimsy, flimsy excuses. Quran is said, fa in khiftum farijalan aw rukbana. When if you are in fear, your namaz of khawf you have to make. Enemy is attacking you, don't miss your namaz. Make it as is prescribed with all the details which are prescribed. So that is shows again how important namaz is. Namaz is very, very important in our life. The barakat of namaz are so great. We cannot imagine what great goodness Allah has given us in namaz. Five times namaz Allah gave us. If we make the five, Allah give us the reward of 50 namazes. Hey, Allah, originally namazes were made for us 50. Allah said, I changed my law, I made it five. But my reward, that is Allah. My reward I still keep to 50. You go and ask for a job and a discussion, you're discussing your job. You have to work for 50 days or whatever, 50. Now you say, I can't manage it, it's difficult. Okay, I'll make it 5. But I'll still give you wages of 50. Can there be a boss like that who will say that, okay, you can't manage it, you're having problems, you're having difficulty. Just come now 5 days, but I'll give you the wages of 50. Just imagine, Maghrib namaz, after Maghrib there is a namaz, Awwabin namaz. Awwabin is between 6 and 20 rakats. Our Shaykh in his beautiful Easter, after Maghfaras of Maghrib, 2 Sunnat Muakkada we all make. 2 Nafils also we all make. To make it 6, just add 2 more Nafils. We are doing the 4. And Man Salla Sitta Rakatim Ba'dal Maktuba. A person who makes 6 rakats after the Faras Namaz. There is a difference between Fuqaha and the Muhaddithin. We don't have to worry about that. We just take our easy route which Allah has shown us. So 2 more rakats you have to make. And one of the virtues of Awwabin, 12 years ibadat. Now like that we hear 12 years ibadat, what does it mean? But you are earning, for example, 20,000 rand a month. The boss tells you that a delivery just came now. If you give me 5 minutes more, you're knocking off at 6 o'clock, today 5 past 6. Just let's finish this quickly. Or a customer has come, special customer. We just give me 5 minutes more. And for that 5 minutes, I'll give you 12 years wages. If you are earning 20,000 a month, for 12 months is 240,000. For 12 years is how much? Now we have to think. It's near 3 million. Just under 3 million. You'll also think, my boss is gone, he'll never give me. Where is he'll have to sell his business and his car and everything to give me 3 million. Allah is giving that every night after Maghrib, just for our 2 rakats more, which takes us about 5 minutes. Allah says, I'll give you 12 years of wages. But who is interested? We're not interested. I'm interested to get home. I mean, I'm going to shout the wife the first thing, that the food is not ready. This is not right, that is not right. We just spend a few minutes more, make 6 rakats after the faras of Maghrib and get 12 years wages. How much Allah is good. There's still much more to be said, but we are in the Qabristan and we are busy with our own things. We don't want to hear about deen. When we go home, we'll open and we'll go on one side, it takes us to another side. Before we know it's 11 o'clock, doesn't matter. But Maulana can't take so long time. What does he think of himself? That we are here to sit the whole night for him. That we must sit here. But we'll go home and we'll watch. And how many? One friend of mine, Allah give him Jannah, very good mort he got. But his own family, Allahu Akbar, what they used to speak about him. What he, his anger, wow, terrible anger he had. He told me, he says, I watch it, no cell phones, red doors. I get videos, watching filthy films. One film finished, another film, 1 o'clock I go to bed. My wife is fast asleep. Now I went to wake her up. I'm aroused. She's fast asleep and she's angry. In the morning when she gets up, she's in a bad mood. And the whole day goes bad for us. But he says, Alhamdulillah, he's come majlis always, life changed. Now sleep away early, nicely. She's also happy. I'm also happy. I'm satisfied. She's satisfied. What a beautiful life. But deeni work, we haven't got time. For all our dunya, for guna things, we got all the time.
And for good work, we haven't got time. Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Oh Allah, whatever has been said, whatever we have listened, accept it. More than acceptance, give us tawfiq to make amal, oh Allah. More than making amal, accept it and let it be honorable in your court, oh Allah. And nothing is difficult. We are filthy, we are dirty, we are useless, we are sinners. You are most pure, you are most kind, you are the greatest appreciator, ni'mal qadirin. Oh Allah, accept from us, forgive us, make our namaz, make our deen, oh Allah. Let us become your true servants, oh Allah. Oh Allah, guide us to righteousness. Oh Allah, accept from us, forgive us, our families. Oh Allah, give us the best of deen, dunya. Save us from all harm, oh Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya maulana, innaka antas tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillah.